Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Physical Therapy and Balance Centers rallies clinics nationwide to fight the fall this September. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, a leading national physical therapy brand, is rallying clinics nationwide to fight the fall this September. With one in four older Americans reporting a fall annually, Physical is collaborating with the Vestibular Disorders Association to raise awareness and provide fall risk screenings. Participating clinics will offer screenings and host community events, including an interactive flamingo challenge and a Why I Stand wall. The campaign aims to support national research, advocacy, and education around vestibular disorders. Physical's Chief Clinical Officer, Rick Douglas, emphasizes the importance of preventing falls and helping individuals regain their independence. To learn more about Physical's initiative and collaboration with VITA, visit its locations.
The National Investment Banking Association presents its 151st Investment Conference. The National Investment Banking Association is hosting its 151st Investment Conference on September 16 to 17 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. NIBI is known for driving over $100 billion in capital raises and facilitating 90% of all IPOs under $20 million. This event will bring together emerging growth companies with top-tier investors, fund managers, and industry leaders to create a platform for visibility, funding, and partnerships. NIBA, a not-for-profit association dedicated to the micro-cap and small-cap investment community, is proud to announce this flagship conference. For more information, visit the InvestorWire website. Community Foundation of Howard County celebrates Beverly. The Community Foundation of Howard County will hold an event celebrating Beverly White Seals, the retiring past president and CEO, on Thursday, September 25th. During her 13-year tenure, White Seals oversaw record-breaking fundraising efforts, distributing over $28 million in grants to nonprofits and addressing key community issues. Tickets for the Celebrating Beverly event cost $75, with sponsorship opportunities available. Proceeds will support the Beverly White Seals Legacy of Leadership Fund. The Community Foundation of Howard County connects donors with nonprofits, awarding over $1.7 million in grants in 2023. For more information, visit cfhoseho.org or call 410-730-7840. Creative Happiness Institute to raise $200,000 to support poetry and the arts in around Volusia County. Creative Happiness Institute, a Daytona Beach-based nonprofit, is launching a $200,000 fundraising campaign to support the arts and poetry in and around Volusia County. This initiative aims to honor the legacy of Dr. David B. Axelrod, the recently deceased co-poet laureate of Volusia County. The organization will unveil the David B. Axelrod Memorial Endowment Fund at an upcoming tribute event on September 6th at the Dr. Noble Thin Man Watts Amphitheater in DeLand. Attendees can share memories of Axelrod, read poems, and enjoy live music. Since Axelrod's passing, local poets and Axelrod's children have continued Chai's mission, providing programs like a Young Poets Mentoring Program, poetry readings, and initiatives for schools, colleges, and seniors. Chai is dedicated to carrying on Axelrod's legacy of promoting happiness and healing through poetry and the arts. Mia, the event diva, unveils the Nonprofit Event Playbook, a virtual training event for fundraising professionals. Renowned nonprofit event planner Mia Sims, affectionately known as Mia the Event Diva, is hosting a virtual intensive training event titled the Nonprofit Event Playbook on September 23 to 24, 2025. This exclusive event is tailored for nonprofit professionals seeking to enhance their fundraising events by addressing common challenges such as missed messaging, donor fatigue, and reactive planning. Participants can expect to gain valuable insights into developing effective event messaging, preventing donor fatigue, and strategically planning successful fundraising events. The event will cover essential topics such as storytelling, donor engagement, event marketing strategies, securing corporate sponsorships, and maximizing ROI with event software. Don't miss this opportunity to learn from Mia, the event diva, and industry experts on how to take your fundraising events to the next level.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsARAMP Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsARAMP curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.a, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsARAMP.com to read all of today's news.